Barney.
Thank you, Sarah. Yes, I am. Sos, a busy period for you. Talk us through yesterday, one of the more complicated two-player deals we've seen, four clubs involved. Who masterminded that deal that got Paddy Dow to St Kilda?
Look, I'd like to say it was me, but it wasn't. I think Matt Bain had a fair bit to do with it. And look, the clubs were really good. It took a little bit of time, but we got the desired result in the end.
Talk us through the interest in Paddy Dow. We know the history between you two. You drafted him at Carlton 6 years ago. What appealed this year about Paddy Dow?
We obviously played the second half of the year, mostly in the senior team at Carlton. But our philosophy really was, and our trade targets were to bring some midfielders in with a bit of pop out of the middle, a bit of speed. So, you know, obviously he was one of the players that we targeted, and fortunately we were able to get that deal over the line.
You got plenty going on. I'm going to send you the desk. Cal?
Just on Paddy Dow, Sos, as a player, how much more growth do you see in him? Obviously, you know his background, you know his story, you've seen him, you know, as an early draftee. How much better can he be?
I think if you watched his back half of this season, you saw him improve every week, and he's probably a clearance beast in some ways, and he can pop out of the stoppage. So I think his footy got better and better as the season went on. So, unfortunately for him, he ended up not playing in the finals. And, look, that probably had a bit to do why he wanted to change clubs, get an opportunity where he feels as though he can cement a spot in the team. We're hopeful that he's got improvement in him.
Were you happy with what you got back from Nick Caulfield as part of that deal yesterday? We tried to understand it. We weren't exactly sure what you got back in there.
Yeah, I'm not either. Look, at the end of the day, you have a look at what comes in at the end of the trade period and what goes out. And, you know, obviously our targets were to get Liam Henry through the door and also Paddy Dow. Obviously Gresham opted to go... Jade Gresham opted to go down the free agency path, and he had that right to do that. And, he got to the club he wanted to get to, and so did Nick in a sense. So it actually helped facilitate a trade that we were able to get the boys through the door.
I want to ask you about Liam Henry in just a second, but you've been doing this for a long time. You've done every type of deal imaginable. How much more complex is it when you do four club deals as opposed to just the straight swaps?
No, it is. All clubs are pretty mature in terms of the way they do things, and I think the role of the manager in all this certainly does help. So, we all sort of work hard to get the best possible deal for your football club, but I think you find that middle ground, and sometimes, you know, it's the management group that, try and broker that deal.
You got a deal done already for Liam Henry from Fremantle. What do you think he can offer your football club going forward?
Yeah, once again, some speed. He can play in a variety of positions, but, you know, he's a player that's certainly got some upside, we believe. So we know he can play on the wing, he can play forward. You know, hopefully he can spend some time through the middle of the ground as well. But obviously that's up to the coach and the coaching group, so I'll leave that up to them.
Is the deal sending Jack Billings to Melbourne done?
No, it's certainly not done. We obviously have been in discussions with Paul Connors, Jack's manager. We haven't spoken to Melbourne as yet. So, we're waiting and seeing what really happens there.
Are you open to doing it?
Yeah, we're open in terms of, you know, like Jack's, you know, really struggled, I guess, in terms of injury. Having said that, his body did get right towards the end of the year, and if it's a spot for him to be able to get some more senior football and more opportunity, we're happy to look at that. But having said that, we haven't spoken to Melbourne.
Just on another one that's been bubbling away for a little bit, and that's Dylan Scheel. He's had some interest in the Saints. Saints had a level of interest there potentially. What's that look like tonight?
No. We obviously, I think I addressed that early on, about a week or so ago. So
things change.
Things do change, but no, he'll be an Essendon player next year.
Did you speak to him?
Look, there was a brief conversation from our football club, but having said that, he's a required player at Essendon, and he'll be there next year.
All right, Steve and Josh, thanks for joining us.
Hang on, before we let Sos go, I know Sos is sort of whisking out of here. You're out of this state very soon. Where are you off to?
Off to Queensland. Yes, off to Queensland.
For what reason?
No, it's Jack's getting married tomorrow, so...
big day.
On a late flight tonight, so...
He's timed that well because, obviously, got engaged last year. Didn't know when the deadline day was going to be. The timing is sublime in the end.
Yeah, I think I would have been in a bit of trouble. So
you got the speech ready?
I've already missed the welcome drinks. So, anyway, we'll see what happens.
Have you got your speech ready?
Speech is ready, I think. I was just speaking to Gubby before, whether I just get up there and just do it off the cuff or whether I read this this speech. But we'll see what happens.
You sure you don't want to jump in here later?
If I've got time, I'll jump in with you guys.